Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Haynes King, he's back with a snap. He throws. No, he's going to be
hit. Oh, picked off.
Oh, on his way with an interception up the sideline. Running at the 50, the 45, the 40. The ball is pulled in, and that's going to be a pick six for the Panthers.
Is that Lovelace?
Yes, it is.
Braylon Lovelace.
Oh, baby, big one. Saturday, high noon in the cold of Acrisure Stadium. These Miami guys don't know what they're getting into. I can't wait to talk to Lee Sterling at 8:35, by the way. He's as big a Hurricane fan as you're going to find.
Yeah.
This game's for all the marbles. And you can't count on much these days. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with a juicy Week 13 matchup between the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Bostic going to join us momentarily. That place is going to be packed. It's going to be loud. It's going to be cold. I think Miami's pass rush is an issue. They got one of the best pass rushes in the country. And Pitt, if they have an Achilles heel for me, I think it's the offensive line. I think we saw some of that last week against Georgia Tech. We definitely saw it against Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Miami's more talented than Georgia Tech. But that always hasn't helped them in the past.
Right.
This is a game that Miami loses historically. It just is. I think I have more confidence in Pitt beating Miami than I do at the dominoes falling later in the day. I like Pitt's chances in this game. And I think that Carson Beck, who when he plays well, Miami's damn hard to beat, is going to have a poor game. He likes to throw the ball to the other team every so often. He'll have just a stinker of a game. And I'm predicting in the cold, this Georgia guy who goes to Miami, he's going to have his stinker. I think the Sharks are going to be sharking. And I think the Pitt defense keys the victory for the Panthers. How about that, Dickerson?
I mean, I love it. And we talk about confidence and thinking how the game went against Notre Dame and for the response that this team had against Georgia Tech was, you know, it was – a testament to Pat Narduzzi, was a testament to the players, because you got thumped on national TV. Like, all eyes were on you and you got thumped. A lot of teams would go into the, you know, they would spiral down the drain.
Yes.
After that. I mean, they did that last year. They got thumped by SMU in Dallas and that was it.
Yes.
I could tell, like, SMU took their soul last year. I could tell. I mean, they just thumped them and then the whole season was done. They lost every game. After that,
you told me even before they started going down the tubes that you thought the SMU game was going to be tough for them to shake.
Yes.
Because you were down there on the sideline. You were like, it was an ass beat.
Yes, it was. And to see that happen against a really good Notre Dame team, you start to get the feeling like, okay, well, maybe this is like last year. But no, they responded. And I think about the confidence, you know, after a win like that in a way, in an environment, knowing what was, you know, at stake. And then heading into this week and knowing what's at stake and on the line for you, These guys, especially these defensive players, if you're Braylon Lovelace, if you're Kyle Lewis, if you're Rasheem Biles, if you're Cruz Brookins, like, this is everything that you want. This is every, as a young football player, all you want is a chance and an opportunity, and the Pitt football team is standing there with a great opportunity in front of them against another ranked opponent that's going to be on national TV to show your brand, to show your worth. Like, these guys are going to be ready. Ready for this opportunity.
They're going to play their best brand of ball. I have no doubt about that.
Yes, they are.
I have no question about that. And this isn't how the team's feeling, but I'm a sports talk radio host that doesn't have a dog in the fight either, frankly. If I were a Pitt fan, I feel great about this game. Because if you win, you might wind up in the ACC championship game with a shot at the college football playoff. If you lose, and no one should think about this before the game, but I can because of what I already explained, season's already a success.
Yeah.
It's a success.
For a lot of reasons.
For so many reasons. They got a bunch of young guys playing good football for them, including, and most importantly, the quarterback. And they're going to lose pieces on the defensive side of the ball, but that never worries me with Narduzzi because you know they're going to get the guys to play next year. It doesn't matter the cast of characters. They're going to get guys that are diamonds in the rough, and they're going to get good recruits too, and those guys are going to play well, and they're going to get better, and they might add a transfer or two. But on the offensive side, we're seeing a ton of young guys. The running back. I mean, my God. We're seeing it from Heinschel. And I know a lot of Pitt fans are worried. Oh, is he going to leave? Blah, blah, blah. I'm not worried about that. We know things. I think he's going to stick around. He seems like a loyal guy. Cade Bell, I worry more maybe about him leaving because money's going to get thrown in his direction. But also Narduzzi gave him his first chance at this level. And I think there's loyalty factor there. So even if you lose, you're 8-4. You won a bunch of games down the stretch. You're going to go to a good bowl game, and the future is bright. I would be so over the moon if I were a Pitt fan right now.
Yeah.
To me, when you're 2-2, you're expecting disaster.
Oh yeah.
Like not just, oh man, what's going to disaster?
And how you lost the two games too.
Exactly. To a hated rival and then a game that you had and you gift wrapped it to Louisville at home after a bye week. Like anybody who at that time thought, like on the outside looking in, that Pitt was going to turn the season around, you're smoking crack.
Right.
Like all the available evidence was they ain't that good and it's a disaster. Then they rattle off five straight. Oh no, you lose to Notre Dame. Who cares? Notre Dame's pretty damn good. They just beat Syracuse by 800 points. You beat Georgia Tech, who's in your tier from a talent perspective, and if they win, they're in.
Yep.
And you're on the road and you beat them, season's already a success. If I were a Pitt fan, I would be elated right now. Now, I would live and die with every snap on Saturday.
For sure.
And then if you win, you live and die with every snap of Virginia and for SMU. Sure. But at the end of Saturday, if I were a Pitt fan, I'd be happy no matter what. I really would.
Yeah, and before the game, I was thinking to myself, I was like, obviously, you know, I do analysis and a former player. Like, I mean, I have hunches, but like, I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows what's going to happen, right? But all I was thinking to myself, I was like, give yourself a chance. I was like, if you're this Pitt team, give yourself a chance to go into the last game with something to play for.
Yeah.
That's all I was thinking about. I was like, just give yourself a chance and you'll go from there. And they did. They did. They gave themselves a chance. And now we're sitting here and they're one of few teams that have a chance to go to a championship game if things fall their way and if they take care of business.
They've been relevant wire to wire, Doran.
And that's what every single team, I said this multiple times in the last week, that's what every team in Division I football sets. That's the goals that you set before the season. Is like, let's be relevant in November.
Yeah.
And they are.
Yeah.
And there's not many. And a lot of teams aren't.
They will be... I feel like that was a shot at me. They will be relevant until the clocks hit zero on Saturday and potentially beyond. They have been relevant wire to wire.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, job one. And that means Narduzzi's done. He has done an unbelievable job this year.
Hell of a job.
He really has. If Heinschel started the season, then maybe they're in a position to make the playoff regardless of whether they win the ACC or not. Who knows? But I think the way it happened, it had to happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like Holstein needed to be the starter. He had SEC teams calling. He had all kind of programs calling. They paid him a lot of money because they should have paid him a lot of money.
Right.
They should have. And he should have been better. And he's not a bad quarterback, not by a long shot. But he should have been better. He just should have. They pulled the parachute on that.
No way. No way. Me too.
Bostic brought Thanksgiving sins.
There's no chance.
What a beautiful man. You're
That's
kidding
unbelievable.
Me. Narduzzi pulled the parachute at the time where I thought when he did it, hand to God, thought he did it early. I thought he should have let Holstein play out of it. No, he knew. And then the damn freshman goes off and wins five consecutive games. And the only game he lost was to a Notre Dame team that played for the damn national championship last year. And by, the kid's a freshman.
Right.
I mean, been a hell of a season.
A hell of a season.
What a man, Pat.
And so much credit to Pat Narduzzi. But, you know, even more credit to, you know, obviously the decision he had to make with the quarterback situation. I mean, that's as big as it gets. But this team has won and put themselves in this position mostly without one of the most dynamic offensive players and weapons in the country.
Yes.
Like, Des Reed's been hurt.
Yes.
Majority of the season, and they still are in this position.
Well, we thought coming into the year, we talked about it a bunch, Pitt's going to be in a position. Their win total in Vegas, we thought was comically low. Like, it was the easiest over maybe on the entire board. I think it was 6.5. Uh-huh. And you and I are like, are you kidding me? We think this team has a puncher's chance to be an ACC champion, and we thought it would be on the back of the linebackers who've been hurt. We thought it would be on the back of Eli Holstein, who got benched after week four, and we thought it would be on the back of All-American, all-purpose yardage leader maybe in the country in Desmond Reed. They haven't had their fastball most weeks, and they're a win away from maybe playing in the ACC championship
Crazy.
Game. Pat Narduzzi's done arguably as good as any coach in the country this year.
No doubt.
Can I add one thing just uh-huh. while we're talking college ball? And we'll talk more about college ball with our good friend, great friend, best friend, maybe even Pat Bosley brought Zins. This was a question and answer in last night's college football playoff reveal. Hunter Yurecek is the guy, right, who gets up there and he talks and he's the chair or whatever. Here was the question. Hunter, do you see Texas Tech or does the committee see Texas Tech as being closer to cracking the top four? Or closer to the teams, say, at 6-7? His answer, I'd say at 5, they're very close to 4 and very close to 6. I love the expanded playoff. I do. Because Pitt's got a chance. Like, a lot of teams have a chance. I thought it would take away from the regular season. Dead ass wrong. It makes the regular season that much better.
Right.
But the committee's so dumb. And the way things change from a criteria standpoint year to year, if my team were in it, and they never have been, I would be ripping my freaking hair out. If I were a Miami fan, I'd be ripping my hair out. If I'm a Utah fan, I'm ripping my hair out. Utah won, and it wasn't necessarily impressive, but they won a conference game, and they moved back. That stuff drives me nuts.
Yeah, Notre Dame moves up, and you beat Notre Dame and have the same record, right, if you're
yes,
Miami?
Yes! Yeah. Yes! And I get it. It's the totality of a resume, so a head-to-head doesn't, it's not the only talking point, but when you've got the same record and you beat the team and you tell me you view them in two different buckets, I just want to throw myself through a plate glass window. It's always been a mythical, hypothetical national champion, and it's the best situation it's ever been now because 12 teams are invited to the dance, but it's still made up and mythical. I mean, shoot, we have a committee?
Right.
A committee? This ain't gymnastics. We got a committee? And one of the things that Yurecek said, the thing that I really pride ourselves in is all our committee members, that we use our eyes, we watch the games. Well, no freaking duh, you watch the games. That's the job. We watch the games? Oh, great. Let me give you a pat on the back. Let me give you a gold star or a sticker. Jeez Louise. Anyway, just wanted to get that off my chest. Nice. Hey, Pat, you're a great man. Thank you for bringing the Zins.
You're welcome. I heard that. I was going to be late anyway, so I just said, oh, I'm going to stop. That's the great. First thing. I get in my car at like 6:55. And I turned the radio on, and it's like, you think Pat would get me a Zin? And you're like, no way, no chance.
Yeah,
it's
gonna I think
be me.
You would.
So I stopped, and not only did I get one, cinnamon too, just for the holidays.
I knew nice. He was going holiday theme. There's nothing better.
Now, I got sixes, not threes. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I'm going to have so much tryptophan in me today, even, at my family's, that a cinnamon six after Thanksgiving dinner.
It's going to slap.
I just threw it by accident. It's going to be unbelievable.
So good.
What a man.
That's great. Thank you, Pat.
You know what that gets out of me? Hail to Pitt.
Oh, wow.
Did you really just
say that? You better bite that. Where's Callis at?
Beat Miami. Callis isn't here? Oh, it's Dom. Would you look at that?
Hi, Pat.
In there. Hey,
Hi,
Dom.
Pat. How are you?
Good, man.
By the way, I didn't want a Zin, so don't worry about it. No worries at all.
I didn't think you were a Zin guy at your young, ripe age.
I would say, while we love the Zin and we talk about it liberally here on this year program, don't start, kids. Don't start with the Zins. Yeah. You don't need nicotine in your life. You don't.
By the way,
get me a Zin.
Did you guys, you mentioned the playoff show last night. Did you see the Juracek guy make the 6-7 joke?
Yeah, that was bad.
That was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
It's the most cringeworthy thing I think I've ever seen. And coming from the College Football Playoff Committee, that is that's pretty damning.
Yeah.
Let's talk more Pitt-Miami with Pathew Bostic when we come back. A little X's and O's, a little matchup. We'll get into Steelers-Bills as well. We'll be giving away Pitt tickets at the end of the hour. Right now, it's an Intern Dom fan headline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Little brawl trash talk going on. It should be played this weekend. That was a better time in our lives. I mean, Pitt fans ain't exactly disappointed with how things are going in the game they got this weekend, but the brawl should be played on rivalry weekend every year.
You mentioned Texas Tech. Last week I watched a podcast. Are you familiar with Cody Campbell?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Double Eagle energy. He's like the big booster, play line for Mike Leach at Texas Tech. If you get a chance, like, he's on the forefront of some of the changes in Congress for athletics and football specifically. Yeah, he brought up this, he's done this analysis, and I trust his business acumen. I think he sold 7 companies for like $16 billion.
Jeez.
Or whatever it is. He claims that if college football, if the conferences would come together and bargain as one,
mm-hmm,
for television rights, it's like a $7 billion like upsell decision. For college football. Like, college football, he claims the networks are like, oh man, we're getting cheap. But if they bargained as one, because think about it. You got a game Saturday. We're opposite Pitt, Miami is opposite Michigan, Ohio State.
Yes.
Two different networks. The NFL would never do that. The NFL would never have two big games on two different networks at the same time.
Right.
It kills commercial value. It's disparate. It kind of dilutes the quality of that particular game. And what that would bring potentially is regional. If you bargained as one and the conferences kind of went away for football, you'd have a more regional setup.
It'd be great.
I'm all for it.
It'd be great. I saw West Virginia and Ohio State's old athletic director was arguing for similar stuff too, Gordon Gee, who I
kind
of want to throw through a plate glass window, but that's beside the point.
I think he's piggybacking a little bit on the Cody Campbell stuff because it goes back to the Sports Broadcasting Act or something of like the 1965, but I'd have to rewatch it. But it was interesting. And the reason I bring it up is what a world that would be where you had like old Eastern football, Northeast football, a little bit of Midwest, some crossover games, right, that you schedule strategically. You wouldn't have honestly, the mess we're in the ACC right now, with all these tiebreakers.
Right.
Well,
and some analytics tool that's used to kind of, whoever's higher on this analytics tool is going to get into the ACC championship game if it's not. Pitt has the most simple path, frankly.
Yes.
You got to win, and you need SMU or Virginia
One loss. Right, exactly. Right.
But some of these other schools, it'll come down to analytics. And then Virginia played North Carolina State and lost, and it's a non-conference game.
Yeah, yes. How's that?
That would not happen in a true, like...
No, it wouldn't. And part of the problem here, maybe a big part of the problem, is the bloated size of these conferences. If you look at Ohio State, and we all know Ohio State's good. This isn't me trying to knock them down a peg. Their schedule's not tough. They don't have to play all the big teams in the conference. Like, you look at some of these SEC schedules compared to Ohio State, compared to Indiana, and again, those teams are good. I'm not taking anything away from them. Right. It's not the same. And you look at the ACC this year. Some teams play all the good teams. Some teams play none of the good teams. It's because these conferences are so freaking huge. I miss divisions. I think that helped alleviate some of the tiebreaker mess. And it's just total. It's totally fabricated, the championship, when you've got a committee sitting there going, well, I think Alabama with three losses could get in over a 10-2 Miami because my eyes tell me they're better. Yeah. Why do I trust your eyes? Like, and with all due respect to me, like, I would be on the committee, right? And you guys who played ball and watch it at a different level, your opinion, it's athletic directors. Why do I trust their eye test over real, true, legitimate ball knowers?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are some ball knowers among that group.
Not enough.
Just to give them some credence.
It's not all ball knowers.
But like,
I mean, how many of them played
perfect
football?
Example, if the shoe was on the other foot and Georgia Tech beat Pitt last weekend, what would they have to play for in this game against Georgia this week?
No, they could literally sit their starters.
Yep.
They could sit them. Georgia could.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but they're...
West Virginia would have sat their starters in 13-9.
Right, they would have.
Think about that.
Yes.
So that's like... That's why I'm kind of happy it's played earlier. And I think you're going to see those rivalry games go to week zero, frankly. They're going to start playing them on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday of Labor Day week.
Which sucks because we've seen it in the transfer portal era, and Pitt's done a great job because they get a player here, a player there. There's a lot of teams with much more roster turnover. It's one of the things Pitt's done really well. You ain't who you are in week friggin' zero.
No.
Not by a long shot. If Notre Dame-Miami play today, Miami kicks the snot out of them, I think. And I think Miami's good. But Notre Dame.
You think Notre Dame kicks the snot out of Miami?
Yes. Right. Yes.
Well, yeah, I just think you saw the levels at quarterback in that early in that game, early in the season, right? Between Carr and Beck. Carr's come a long way. That defense is young. I mean, Notre Dame's gonna be better next year than they are right now.
Marcus Freeman is a great coach.
He's a really good coach. I mean, you get your pick of the litter there, but you have to bring it together.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, some of these late season games, like crossover, non-conference, rivalry games mean nothing because there's no regionality to what we're doing anymore.
Virginia Tech gets to do the 13-9. They got a shot for that bad boy.
Yeah, against their rival.
Because it has been as bad a year for Virginia Tech as you could have. Now they got their coach, but he ain't going to be coaching the game. If they win, their season is made. Now they've got their coach. You knock Virginia off. It's glorious.
Does James Franklin have like any influence like right now, like on the team? Like, is he allowed to like be at practice every day? Is he allowed to like talk? Is he allowed to?
I mean, Mike Haywood was at practice when we were preparing for the bowl in 2010.
Could you see James Franklin be like, "Hey, you should sit all the starters because I don't want Pitt to get in"?
That'd be glorious.
Yeah, I doubt he would do that. He might say, I want to see this kid play quarterback. The young kid they put in last week, I think.
Uh-huh.
Kyron Jones didn't come back for his 47th year?
He got banged up in the game. They played two quarterbacks. I didn't watch the whole game.
That guy's thicker than Zuglass.
Zuglass.
Jeez, what a good line.
I know.
Yeah, but college football is great, right? It's great. But it could be better.
Yes.
It could be better. Like, yes. There's some, I think, very simple decisions, but... Contracts, you know, tend to get in the way of everything, and they're going to back up the CFP extension, right, to do a larger playoff and all those things. I still think, you know, we're missing the boat with how these conferences are. I mean, like, SMU's got to go to Cal, who just fired their coach, by the way, and play at whatever time, 8:30. That's a trap game. I mean, there are going to be like seven people at the game.
Yes.
You know, it's SMU's got to travel to Cal.
Does SMU need to win to get in?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They need to win to get in Virginia
and Pitt needs them to lose.
Does Virginia need to win to get in?
No. Yes.
Yeah, they can't. Well, no, they could.
They could. Right. That's why it's
don't
all.
Do
like,
it. Oh, don't do it.
I have it right here.
Don't do
I
it.
I have it right here.
Real quick, while you pull that up, Dom, how committed are you to the show?
Very. I'm all in.
You want to try one of these Zen sixes?
I've never had a Zen before.
No, don't.
I want to see. Yeah. He won't get addicted. He'll throw up. Or he'll fall down.
Right.
So don't do it. This is. Here's what gets me. Duke win plus Pitt loss plus UVA loss plus NC State win and finish higher than Miami in Sports Source Analytics ranking.
What?
This is from the ACC website. Miami has 8 paths to getting in. All include a win, but
8?
3 of them include Sports Source Analytic ranking or something else. Pitt's is simple. SMU needs to win. The only team that can really lose is Virginia.
So that's what you're
based
asking.
Based on what I'm looking at here.
So if Pitt wins and Virginia loses, they will play Virginia in the ACC championship.
They play SMU. If Pitt wins and Virginia
Georgia Tech
loses.
Plays a non-conference game.
But if Virginia loses, they can afford to lose, though.
Yeah, but they would need Pitt, I think, to lose, too.
Yes, they need.
Gotcha.
Tiebreaker radio, baby.
They need SMU to lose and Pitt to lose and Carolina to beat Duke.
Okay, so for real?
Ridiculous.
I'm not even shticking this. What is it? Sports Source? What is it called?
Sports Source Analytics. Yes, Sports Source Analytics ranking.
I've long thought that so war doesn't kill that many people. You have the dictators from each country just fight to the death. Like George Bush, go fight Saddam Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like instead of going to Sports Source Analytics LLC, whatever the hell
just
that is.
Just a boxing match?
Just have Pat Narduzzi.
I got Deuce. I take Deuce.
Fight against Mario Cristobal.
I take Deuce. I take Deuce against all these guys.
I would too. That's what I'm saying. But I don't know about Sports Source and a friggin' Lytics. I don't know what the hell that means.
I mean, it's there. And this is from the Atlantic Coast Conference website. I printed this off yesterday. I don't know why the picture's so big.
Bush would have kicked Saddam's ass. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian
You're
Protection,
unreal.
Your hometown home and business security company. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We will give away a 4-pack of tickets to Pitt, Miami at some point this hour. We're going to get into Steelers-Bills a little bit coming up next. We're jumping all over the place. Right now, it's a Dom headline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Giving away Pitt tickets before the hour is up. We're going to ask you a trivia question. If you're the first caller to get it right, you get 4 tickets to Pitt, Miami for a huge game. And give us a ring in the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Pat Bostic is our quarterback whisperer, our quarterback guru. If Rodgers played Sunday, do the Steelers beat the Bears?
Yes.
I agree. I don't think Mason was good, man.
I do think they limited him a little bit with the game plan.
No doubt.
But that's what they've done. It's funny, you see people opine on, you know, defending Mason because of the game plan. It's the same thing with Justin Fields. It was the same thing with Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially Kenny, because he was a rookie and then a second-year player. So that doesn't really land with me, that defense. I think Rodgers makes one or two throws down the field. The one to the Roman Wilson is one that seems to – I mean, that was open.
He throws it 5 yards out of bounds.
I mean, it just – and that's a strength of his game is throwing the deep ball. I can't explain the lack of middle field targets. I think it was Chan Gailey, old offensive coordinator, that was like really averse and had this philosophy about not throwing over the middle because of interceptions and turnovers and stuff. And I feel like there's just a barrier there, which is odd because your best pass catchers outside of DK Metcalf are tight ends.
Right.
That are 6'7".
Did you worry about throwing in the middle? Like, do quarterbacks worry about that?
No.
Like, is that something you think about?
No, it's an easier throw.
Right.
Frankly, I mean, there's more risk because there's more people in there. But if you're a running football team that can play action pass, you're going to absorb the second level and have a layer behind it that you can capture in with tight ends and crossing routes and things of that nature. It's just that's basic pro football, really. I mean, it's the college game's RPO and, you know, things like that. But in pro ball, you're under center. That's where you can create gaps and create big plays. So, I don't know. I mean, if the game – I'm assuming the game plan would have been a little bit different with Rodgers, which is why I say that. If the game plan was the same, I think if he makes one or two more throws, they win.
I certainly trust him at the end of the game more than I trust Rudolph.
I mean, he saw the formation. I read his lips in real time. You have to know as the quarterback that you're illegal there. You have to know that.
And he had three timeouts.
And well, he didn't look. He thought he did his job by switching the side of the formation and saying, no, you don't line up on the left, you line up on the right. But I don't think clearly he didn't take the next step and be like, you need to get on the ball.
No, I mean,
that's on the receiver too, or that's on game.
Sure,
too.
It is. But as a quarterback, man, you got to know everything. Nothing can be wrong when that ball is snapped, and if it is, you burn a timeout. You don't take a 5-yard penalty. You just don't. I mean, you have to understand those things, and especially when you break the huddle at that point in the game, when you break the huddle, and there's chaos going on. You're on the road. It's loud. You're down in the game, and you have to get guys lined up. It's generally speaking, you're not going to make a lot of good plays when things are chaotic pre-snap, generally speaking. And more often than not, someone's going to bust their assignment, something's not going to go right, and it's going to be a negative play.
I'll say this, Rodgers ain't making the play Mason made on that play.
The run?
Called back, yeah.
I don't know about that. You don't think Rodgers is as athletic as Mason?
I don't think his first thought is going to be tuck and run up the middle and then be able to keep running like that.
But he might hit the open guy. I'll tell you what he's going to do on the final play of the game is he's going to throw it to Jonnu Smith, who's wide freaking open. It's hard to say, too, because the game is not going to play out the same way if Rodgers is in there. And the game plan, like you're saying, Pat, might be different.
They're a better football team with Aaron Rodgers as quarterback, period. And I laugh at people that, you know, ride the wave and go back and forth and say, you know, extend Rodgers, bring him back next year. And then he has one bad game and all of a sudden Mason should start.
And I love Mason, but I love him for what he is.
He's a backup.
He's a backup quarterback, and that's okay. Just to get back to the middle of the field thing real quick, because Doran, you and I talked about this off the air yesterday. Like, the idea of not using every available blade of grass offensively is so foreign. It's so bizarre. It's like on a power play, you know, and you brought this up off the air, you know, on power plays, if you're going to give up a shorthanded goal, more times than not, that happens when your defenseman's walking the line or you're making a cross-ice pass at the blue line.
Uh-huh.
That's also how the Penguins, who have had one of the best power plays in the NHL, they create a lot of their offense. What if they just said, what if their philosophy was, we're not going to let Carlson pass it or walk the blue line? pass it across the blue line because we're afraid of it going back the other way for a shorthanded opportunity. Like, we're not going to use every available inch of ice. It's just so antithetical to the spirit of the game of football, which is we're men and we're going to be aggressive and we're going to take it from you. No, we don't want to make the mistake that's going to lose us the game. Some instances, fine. If Shedeur Sanders is my quarterback and I'm a good football team and he has to play because it's an emergency, maybe I don't want him throwing over the middle of the field. Fair enough, fine. Mason Rudolph's been in the league since 2018, for God's sakes. All right, let's do some pit trivia. At 412-928-9370, we got a four-pack of tickets to give away for Pitt, Miami, for all the marbles. All you got to do is call up and be the first caller to answer a Pitt trivia question. We will give you the trivia question next, but get in line now at 412-928-9370. First, it's an intern Dom fan. Headline, Ray Fittipaldo's at 8. Ray Fittipaldo, going to be joining us in 10 minutes. Spirited Mike Tomlin press conference yesterday. His Post-Gazette colleague asked a really good technical question to Mike Tomlin, and Tomlin kind of gave him an attaboy, which we'll get to a little bit later
Ray
on
Ray played
in the
college
show.
Ball.
Yes, he
Holy
did.
Holy Cross.
Lineman, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Trenches guy. I like it.
Nice man, that
I love Ray.
Me too.
I like Ray. Looking forward to talking to Ray.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Right now, we are giving away a four-pack of tickets to Pitt, Miami. All you got to do is be the first caller to answer this trivia question correctly. Doran Dickerson. Our first question, by the way.
Yeah, I heard someone said Shady scored.
It has something to do with Patty. We have a Doug Whaley question later in the show. We got a Dickerson question right now. Doran Dickerson was an All-American tight end in 2009. His career high was 7 catches for 118 yards. Against which Big East foe did he set his career high against? I asked that poorly, but you get the gist. Grant in Penn Trafford. Which team did Doran put up his best numbers against in a single game? He hung up.
Ugh.
We'll go to Peyton in Mount Washington.
Hello. My guess is Syracuse.
Hey!
Wow. Right off the bat.
Good
too.
Job, Peyton.
Peyton, there you go. You are going to Pitt, Miami.
Hell yeah.
All right, nice. Peyton. Congratulations on all your Pitt knowing success. We're going to put you on hold. And you now you get here's the real prize. You get to talk to intern Dom.
Happy Thanksgiving. That's your Thanksgiving gift. Go to the Pitt game. And you get to talk to Dom.
That's my Thanksgiving gift to Dom, is 7 catches, 118 yards against Syracuse.
Oh, yeah. That's right. If we got you, and now we got Dom in on all the action. And we'll get Doug Whaley later on in the show. I'm excited.
For?
Miami to come out.
Shirtless.
Shirtless in the pregame warm-up.
There's no question. It's going to be like 30 degrees.
Yeah, dude. Off. That's exactly what they're going to do.
It's so good.
It's perfect.
You're going to see so many nipples before the game. Just dudes running around.
You're the only person in America that would you find a needle in a haystack when it comes to evaluating a situation. Your angle's always the most obscure.
Yeah.
You just come at it it's not going to be oh man, that guy's, really well put together. He's got big biceps. He's got, I want to see his nipples.
Well, it's not that I want to see his nipples. It's I think about myself in that situation.
Pony come out on the field?
Oh, my God.
And running around with his shirt off? I think he should do that.
They still got to be aching, even though he took the rings out. Probably. If you're going out in the cold and those things get a little pointy, that's not going to feel good.
Man, now we're getting really deep into anatomy.
Dom, you have any piercings or tattoos?
No, I do not.
You ever thought about getting a tattoo?
Here and there, I've considered.
He told me he was going to get a Carissa Thompson tattoo.
Well, that's not true.
I was what?
Carissa Thompson. If anything, I'd go Aaron Andrews tattoo.
Wow.
The GOAT.
The GOAT.
He was also singing Sabrina Carpenter's praises during the break.
You were singing her praises too?
Yeah, he was singing her praises and I just co-signed.
I just can't get over the song that she's got that just came out.
Okay, let's talk football.
With Ray Fittipaldo coming up next. Do you think Ray even knows who Sabrina Carpenter is? I bet you he doesn't.
I bet you he does.
He's locked in on ball.
Yeah, he is. Ball, pill, rock.
Pig skin.
Dude, we got turkey. We got football.
Do you like turkey?
Yeah.
There's people who don't. I love turkey. There's people who. Dom said turkey's terrible.
My 9-year-old. I hope he's listening right now. is going to try turkey for the first time.
What?
He is such a – Trey's a big kid, but he is such a picky eater.
Mm.
So he's got to try it.
You got to slather it with the gravy too.
He won't gravy.
Yeah. He's going to have the tiniest piece of turkey, chew it. He's going to be like, it's okay. And then he'll like eat a chicken nugget or something.
Which is
depressing.
My entire plate, every inch of my plate will be covered in gravy and then a mountain of salt and pepper only for the mashed potatoes.
What's the most overrated Thanksgiving
stuffing
food? I agree. Totally agree.
Thank you.
Not only is stuffing not the most overrated, it is by far my favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving.
So, awful. So here's, I'll make a, I'll put a caveat on it.
Yeah, it's old bread.
And I think the folks out there heading to Giant Eagle right now to get their fixings ready to go will agree with me. Stuffing that's actually from the cavity of the turkey, much better than the stuffing that, much more moist, much better.
It needs to be in the turkey. If it's not in the turkey, it ain't real stuffing, and it's definitely not as good. It's not as good.
You ever have a turducken?
No, yes. I have not.
I've tried it. And that's good.
Do you try it after like the Lions game?
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Remember Madden? The turducken. You put the duck inside the turkey.
This is a dumb question.
We played that last year, that clip, didn't we?
We did. It might still be in the system. They put it in after they're deceased, right?
You're crazy. Seriously. He walks up to the edge. Everyone else would, like, step back. This guy, does a pencil dive off the edge of the cliff every single time. Like, you can't help yourself, dude. They put it in after it's deceased, right? No, it's alive, Crowley.
Have you ever had duck?
Yeah, I've had duck.
Okay.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. I answered, what, you don't believe me?
What are your thoughts?
A little greasy. But good.
A little full. A lot of sap.
Mm-hmm. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy and cold with a chance of rain late this morning. High 54, low of 33. Tomorrow on Thanksgiving, cloudy and cold all Thanksgiving. High of 34, low of 26. So cover up those nipples. Ray Fittipaldo joins us next. It's the Fan Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.